Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We're about to begin. Please take your seat, please. Everyone who's caught standing is going to be assessed another $1,000. We're 30 seconds away from showtime. Please sit down.
On this episode of Induction Vault, we go back to one of our earliest ceremonies when the British invasion was represented on both sides of the podium as Mick Jagger inducted the Beatles. Listen as Mick presents an eloquent, respectful, yet light and humorous induction of his old friends and occasional rivals, who at one point he jokingly dubs the four-headed monster. Mick shares some personal memories and genuinely thanks the Fab Four for helping to open the door for his own legendary band. Then you'll hear a cheeky Ringo Starr and a humble, thoughtful George Harrison graciously accept their awards and salute their musical influences. Heartfelt expressions of love continue as they welcome Yoko Ono and family to accept on behalf of John Lennon.
Hi.
Hi. Good evening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When I got here tonight, I saw George and he said, "You're not going to say anything bad about me, are you?" I couldn't think of anything really on the spur of the moment bad to say about, because in England, during those very early days, just while the Beatles were recording their first songs, it was a real wasteland. England had nothing really to offer as far as pop music was concerned. The big hits here that came from England were things like Apa Bilk, Stranger on the Shore. This was what they thought of in England. A Midnight in Moscow by Kenny Ball. Now, we all remember that. So, at that point, the Stones were playing in these little clubs in London, doing Chuck Berry songs and blues and things. And we loved doing that, and we are pretty scruffy lot. And we thought that we were totally unique animals. I mean, there was no one like us. And then we heard there was a group from Liverpool. Now everyone talks about, you know, Sios in Levittown, but I can tell you, Liverpool, there's this really... Anyway, this group, and they had long hair, scruffy clothes, but they had a record contract. And they had a record in the charts with a bluesy harmonica on it called Love Me Do. When I heard the combination of all these things, I was almost sick. So a little later on, you know, we were playing a little club in Richmond, and I was doing this song, and suddenly I saw, there they were, right in front of me, the Fab Four. John, Paul, George and Ringo. The four-headed monster. They never went anywhere alone at this point. And they had on these beautiful, long, black leather trench coats. I could really die for one of those. And I thought, even if I have to learn to write songs, I'm gonna get this. Later on, they gave us our first big hit in England, which was a song they wrote called I Wanna Be Your Man. And we were very grateful for that, because that really broke us in England. And but the example of the way they wrote and the original way that they crafted their songs wasn't lost on us. And later on, their success in America broke down a lot of doors that helped everyone else from England that followed. And I thank you very much for all those things. The one thing I never appreciated during those early years was every time I come to New York, they would say to me, "Hey, are you a Beatle? Or are you a Goyle?" But, you know, I learned to live with that. Well, we went through some pretty strange times. We had a sort of a lot of rivalry in those early years and a little bit of friction, but we always ended up friends. And I like to think we still are. Because they were some of the greatest times of our lives, and I'm really proud to be the one that leads them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
After the break, we'll hear from George, Ringo, and the family of John Lennon on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction vault.
Well, in 1962, I met Mick. Well, I've been nominated to say hi and thank you. And I did have this speech written here, you know. And, you know, in 1922, when I wrote it, I could see it. So we'll just rip that up. You can sit down. I'm going to be here for hours. Ah, I see you didn't get tables at the back. Well, I'd really like to just thank everyone, you know, here and everyone that's inducted us into this Hall of Fame. You know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I love, you know, they always called us a pop group. But keep going, Georgie, it's your turn. I'm doing good. He always knows. Anyway, there were four of us in that band, and it just seems to be George and I, Yoko, John, and Julian here. it's growing, you know, every day. So give us the mascot helmet and let's get home. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And over to George.
Thank you very much. I don't have to say much because I'm the quiet Beatle. It's unfortunate Paul's not here because he was the one who had the speech in his pocket.
And why didn't they play Octopus's Garden?
We'll talk about that later. Anyway, we all know why John can't be here, and I'm sure he would be, and it's hard really to stand here supposedly representing the Beatles. It's what's left, I'm afraid. But we all loved him so much, and we all love Paul very much. I suppose basically the reason we became a band was all the other people who were in the Hall of Fame already, including Lead Belly, because actually they stole his tunes, turned it into skiffle, and we all became skifflers when we were 13. And all of them in there, and all the people inducted tonight too, they all had great influence on us. And it was for that reason alone, we just wanted to get guitars, get in a band, because we didn't really have proper jobs at the time. Anyway, it sort of turned out fine, and it's got a bit bigger than any of us expected. And it's certainly wonderful to be here, and certainly a thrill. And thank you all very much, especially all the rock and rollers, a little Richard there. If it wasn't, it's all his fault, really.
Yeah, but don't forget Muhammad Ali.
We won't forget Muhammad Ali. He picked us up in Miami Beach one day. Anyway, thank you all very much. And on behalf of John, I'm sure he's well covered here with Yoko, Sean, and Julian. And thank you all very much. God bless.
I wish John was here. He would have been here, you know. He would have come. He was that kind of person, full of music and love and sense of fun. And to me, this is a sort of a bitter moment, bittersweet moment rather. But there's always a blessing in life. And now we have these two beautiful boys. I'd like to thank Ahmed, Jan, and the board of directors of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for bestowing this honor to my late husband, Bill Lennon. Thank you.
I didn't have anything planned. I would just like to say, obviously I wish Dad was here. I feel a bit awkward in this situation, but as well as thanking Dad for giving me a lot of inspiration in the past, I just want to thank the rest of the guys in the Beatles for giving me a lot of influence and giving a lot of other people influences too, to live throughout their lives and help them. Thank you.
Well, I'm a little young to know about this kind of stuff, but I still, you know, love the Beatles, and I'm pretty proud to be up here today for doing nothing. Thank you.
Okay, we're all doing nothing. Give us the prize and let's get on with it. You know what I mean?
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Shacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.